Caring viewers, welcome to Animal World, our co-inhabitants. On this episode, we are going to ride the waves to magnificent New Zealand, a beautiful island country surrounded by the southwestern Pacific Ocean, to find out about Project Jonah. Project Jonah is a registered charity that was established many years ago to ensure marine mammals, such as whales, seals and dolphins, are respected, protected, loved and allowed to live in peace. Kimberly Muncaster, the Chief Executive Officer of Project Jonah, shares with us a bit of the history of the organisation.
Well, I run the organisation, and Project Jonah's been around now for 37 years in New Zealand, really well established. We were set up back in the 70s to campaign against commercial whaling, an issue that obviously many New Zealanders feel very passionately about. And from there, we've continued to campaign against other whale and dolphin atrocities like dolphins in captivity, things like set nets, and obviously we help those animals which strand to get back out to sea.
Project Jonah is involved in a wide range of activities.
Everything from campaigning through to education, and then obviously the hands-on work, which is the very kind of practical side of Project Jonah. We've been running our marine mammal medic courses for 20 years now, and we've literally trained thousands of New Zealanders around the country. And it's really important that people know what to do if a whale strands.
Strandings in New Zealand occur by the hundreds annually.
New Zealand has more strandings than any other country in the world. We have about 300 to 400 animals that strand every year. Some of those are sick and can't be saved, but those which strand, normally mass strand, are relatively easy to save if you know how.
One of the most common causes of whale stranding is the end product of careless actions by humans.
They could be sick or injured, so they may have, for example, swallowed plastic. And we often find that when we do the necropsy, the autopsy afterwards, they have meters and meters of plastic inside their stomachs. There was a stranding in Australia back in 2000 of a Brutus whale, and when they did the autopsy, they opened the animal up, and 6 square meters of plastic inside this animal was removed. No room for food at all. So plastic is a really big issue. If it's a baleen whale, when they take in huge mouthfuls of water, they might accidentally swallow it. So marine debris is a huge issue.
Apart from plastics, nets in the ocean also can be fatal to marine life.
They may get caught up in nets, and set nets, as we know, are pretty hazardous to our marine mammals. I think about 300,000 marine mammals die each year through set net entanglements. So once these animals get caught in these nets, they either drown because they can't get out, or if they do manage to break free, they will often severely injure themselves. They'll either have deep lacerations, or they'll break their teeth or their beaks, or they'll sever fins, and because of that they'll end up stranding. They become weak, hungry, and then they don't have the strength to fight the tides. So we often find that animals will strand. If it's a single stranding, they'll strand because they've got some serious problems going on. If it's a mass stranding, though, it's often because these animals are very socially bonded. And we find, particularly with certain species like pilot whales, if one becomes distressed or gets in trouble and ends up stranding, the others will respond to its distress signals. And so literally within hours, you might have a situation of a single animal coming in and then suddenly 100, 200 animals on the beach, because they will come in and try and help. And that's where having trained volunteers on hand is really, really important. We can very easily get these animals back out if we've got the right people involved who know exactly what to do.
The Marine Mammal Medic Program ensures all those wishing to participate in saving stranded animals are properly trained and follow the right procedures.
The day starts off with a classroom session. So we have 3 to 4 hours in the classroom where we talk about the theory behind strandings. We give some contextual stuff about whales, how they've evolved, their basic biology, so people can understand when they're dealing with these animals out of their natural environment, what's important to remember. We look at stranding hotspots in New Zealand, the reasons they may strand, and then some rescue techniques, including the various stages of a rescue response. We then, in the afternoon, hit the beach. We've got 2 life-size inflatable whales that we fill with water, so they're life weight, and we then practice rescuing them. We do basic first aid on one of the whales, so we get everybody working together as a team so they understand the importance of communication and teamwork, and that's vital at a stranding. It's very important that people communicate with each other and are very clear about what's going to happen next, and it's really important that they work together as a team.
When we return, Kimberly Muncaster will give some guidance on what one can do if they happen to see a marine mammal stranded on the beach. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Project Jonah is a New Zealand-based group dedicated to safeguarding marine mammals such as whales, seals and dolphins in many different ways. The organisation is led by Chief Executive Officer Kimberly Muncaster. Project Jonah maintains a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week emergency hotline for the New Zealand public to report strandings so that the organisation can quickly respond and render assistance to the suffering beings.
We have almost half the world's species of whales migrating past our coasts, which is amazing. In terms of strandings, we often have strandings of pilot whales, which are the mass stranders in New Zealand. We see orca, so the largest dolphin, they will often strand. Far more adept at getting themselves out of problems than some of the other species, but they often do need our help. We get all types of different dolphins, so everything from bottlenose dolphins through to dusky Mauis, which our viewers will know are highly endangered. There's only a very small number of Mauis dolphins left. Unless we do something very, very quickly, we're likely to lose this species of dolphin forever. We get blue whales, the largest whales on this planet, and the largest animal actually to ever have lived on this planet, migrate past New Zealand. We also get lots of sperm whale and humpback.
Due to its geographical location, New Zealand has the highest marine mammal stranding rate in the world, but fortunately also the highest successful rescue rate. Ms. Muncaster shares some key actions that locals can take should they see a stranded animal on shore.
If you're the first to discover an animal, the most important thing is to assess the situation and get more help. There's no point trying to struggle away with an animal by yourself. You need to call DOC on 0800 DOC HOT, and they're the experts, and then they'll call Project Jonah in if they need more help. So the most important thing is to call for extra help first. If you're then asked to go back to the stranding site and look after the animal, the most important thing is to cool the animal down. These animals have thick blubber, and when they're out of water, they'll overheat very, very quickly. So it's important to start cooling the animals down by obviously bucketing water over them. And if you haven't got buckets, you can use shoes, hats, clothing, whatever you've got. So start pouring water over the whale to cool it down. And you need to focus on the fins and the flippers, because their blood vessels are closest to the surface in these areas. So you can cool down that blood very quickly by pouring it on those areas in particular. It's important not to pour water down the blowhole, though. These animals breathe through their blowholes, so it's really important not to pour water directly into that. Once you've started the cooling process down, if you've got enough people, then the next important thing is to move the animal into an upright position. When they strand, they'll often strand on their sides. The tide will push them over in the surf. So it's important to move them up right to make them comfortable, because obviously if they're on their sides, they've got one flipper stuck in the sand, it could be bent or crumpled over. So you want to move them upright. You also want to move them upright in case obviously the tide returns. You don't want water going down their blowhole. Also, they have a jelly-like oil in their ear, which when they're on their side, this will kind of start to drain to one side and they'll start to lose their balance.
Noise needs to be kept to a minimum.
It's really important to keep the noise down. These animals have incredibly good hearing, and obviously out of the water there'll be a lot of new sounds that they're not used to. They don't like the noise of screaming kids or screaming adults. They do not like the sound of barking dogs or the downbeat of helicopters. So there's certain noises they react very badly to, and they don't like sudden loud noises. It's important to cover them with sheets as well. Their skin is very, very delicate. It's more delicate than ours, and it's very susceptible to burning in the sun or getting windburnt as well. So covering them with light coloured sheets really helps to protect their skin. So that reflects the sun, obviously it doesn't pull heat down onto them.
After these procedures, it's time to look for an opportunity to refloat them all at once and release them back into the sea.
With mass drownings, we just simply have to wait until the tide returns. You need to refloat these animals at the same time. There's no point refloating some and releasing them, because they will simply turn around and come back in if their pod mates are still on the beach. So it's important that we refloat the animals at the same time and hold them as long as possible to give those that have stranded first the chance to get back in the water and restore their equilibrium. So we hold the animals for as long as possible on a returning tide, and then we release them all together.
We would like to congratulate Project Jonah and Ms. Kimberly Muncaster for helping to ensure New Zealand is able to successfully rescue the vast majority of stranded marine mammals. May many more volunteers take part in Project Jonah's programs so that the lives of even more beautiful whales, dolphins, seals, and other beings may be saved. Kind viewers, we enjoyed your company today on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Coming up next is enlightening entertainment, right after Noteworthy News. May all marine mammals live in ever more freedom, joy, and happiness.
For more details, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/AW.